The Osgood File, sponsored by the National Pest Management Association. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Most of the news from Afghanistan has been bad lately, but there is one unequivocal success. A bumper crop of opium poppies. In fact, it's the largest crop in the world. More after this from Charlie. In the months before 9/11, the United Nations was able to report that opium production in Afghanistan had been wiped out. Not by outside forces, but by the religious conservatives in the Taliban, who simply jailed any farmer caught growing poppies. It was against their religious principles. But after we kicked them out, the Taliban, showing a remarkable ability to adapt, revised their religious principles. The opium trade turned out to be ethical after all. And today, 93% of the world's opium comes from Afghanistan, earning the Taliban $100 million. Just last year.
That money turns into weapons used against us.
Eric Sharapita is one of the private contractors hired under a billion-dollar program to cut down the Afghan poppy fields.
Sometimes you meet with the locals, and they'd be, you know, kind of furious. You know, you're taking money and food out of their mouths.
And that's the problem. CBS chief investigative correspondent Armin Katayan reports that the program has backfired as angry farmers drift back toward the Taliban. Katayan had arranged to talk with Ambassador Thomas Schweik, the State Department's anti-poppy czar. But at the last minute, he was told that no one, quote, felt comfortable talking about the subject, and we mustn't have uncomfortable public officials. But Noreen McDonald is happy to talk. She's actually lived among the southern Afghans.
I've talked to elderly people who, you know, said they might as well have just run over me with a tractor because how am I going to feed my family?
She has a better idea. Contract with the farmers to grow the poppies legally for morphine production and cut the Taliban out of the loop. But the State Department wouldn't hear of it. They've apparently resolved to fight the war on drugs their way, even if it undermines the war on terror. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 26, 2008.